Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? We've been putting up with him. I mean, he's been putting up with us for all that time. President of Jollis and Associates. He's forgotten more about selling. I'm the only person in the world who's a better salesman than he is, but he is a better trainer. I will give him that. And he's written a lot more books on selling than I have, including How to Change Minds, including, all the Bible on customer-centered selling. And he's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. And I'm not conceding that you're a better salesman than me either. Just want you to know.
I threw you a bone. I said you were a better trainer than me. I'm the best salesman.
I'm not buying it.
I'm the best salesman you ever saw. There's no question about that. So, okay, Rob, you are working on a project that we're gonna start talking about today, and we're going to talk all about it periodically until – at least until you launch this book in September. The book's called Why People Don't Believe You. And you say that in the book, if I understand it, that one of the reasons why people might not believe you is because they might perceive that you don't even believe yourself.
Well, I think that's where to begin, clearly. I mean, we could show you five different tactics to get people to believe us, but if we don't believe us, nothing else is going to work. As an author, you understand that you live with a few titles, but the publisher kind of ends up picking one. I'll tell you what I wanted to call it. I wanted to call it, it's not the words, but the tune. Yeah. Because a lot of times when we don't believe us, Jim, then our tune's off.
Right.
And it gets a little flat. And it's just, we know it when we hear it. Mm-hmm. It's just not a believable sound.
Well, when I in my sales career, I was on fire everywhere I was for the first decade or and a half or so. I was on fire wherever I was for 5-6 years, and I mean I was a high performer, and then as you said, my tune kind of went bad, and I realized that I'd stayed too long, and I moved. I went somewhere else, and I got on fire again, and after a while. And so that happened to me for a while, and I think it does that with a lot of salespeople. What do you think?
Well, I do, and you're right. There's two versions of not believing in ourselves. One is not believing in the product, and that's clear.
Yeah.
And it's we always start there.
That creates a bad tune. Even if you believe in yourself, it creates a bad tune if you don't believe in your product or your company.
Exactly. That's why I say it's kind of twofold. One, we got to believe in the product. And by the way, Jim, sometimes that product is us when you think about it. For instance, one of the reasons why I begin to get into this topic is that I help every Tuesday night when I'm in town. I'm working with anywhere between 200 to 250 people who are in career transition.
Right.
They've either lost their job or they're on the verge of. And their product is themselves. And, they'll come out and they'll be ready to get that next job. But it's amazing, just like a salesperson, what does two or three rather brutal no's do to us? The tune begins to slip, and we don't even know it. We're unconsciously incompetent. But instead of here, we're here. It's starting to drop a little bit. And, it all begins with that. We've got to believe in ourselves, and we've got to believe in the product we're representing, whether it's ourselves or an insurance policy or whatever it is. It's got to begin there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, and I'll tell you, I talk about this all the time for entrepreneurs. I remind entrepreneurs that if you don't believe in yourself, you won't make it, because everything else in the world will let you down, and sometimes it all happens at once. And if you don't believe in yourself, if you can't fall back on that final entrenchment where you believe in yourself, then you're not going to make it. And I think salespeople are a lot like that.
Well, yeah, because even, look, I just celebrated my 25th year in business. You figure I've got this thing down by now. But I will tell you, you give me a handful of no's in a row, and I don't even realize it, but I'm starting to think, well, maybe it's the economy. Maybe it's my age. Maybe I just don't – I'm not bringing it the way I used to. Then all of a sudden, boom, something sells. Somebody says, you know, Rob Jolliffe, we love what you're selling, and I'm the king of the world again. Mm-hmm. But it affects us all. It's not just for somebody who's in career transition or somebody who's selling. It's anybody who just gets caught up in a string of rejections or a string of setbacks. The tune begins to slip.
The book is called Why People Don't Believe You, Building Your Credibility from the Inside Out. It's going to be available this fall. And we're going to have Rob back later on in the year, between now and then, to talk about this book some more. We come back, we're going to change subjects and talk about your spiel. Have you got one of those? Wait till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.